more durable. But if you were to buy canned goods, what would those come in those days? What kind of cans were those? Do they have a name for that type of can?
I don't know if we ever bought canned goods when we were little. My mother used to send us Sears and Roebuck, and she'd buy dried fruit and apples and raisins and prunes and stuff like that. And they would come in 25-pound boxes, wooden boxes. And then she stored them out on this porch under this big table. And Ray and I, we had to haul in the wood at night. And when we got through...
mouthful of fruit.
We'd get us a prune or something, and my mother went to get some prunes one day, and she said something about they were all gone, and she says, "Well, I'll tell your dad on you." Well, my dad was really strict, so we shook in our shoes. So at the supper table, she said, "Do you know what these two kids did?" And he said, "No." And she said, "Well, they just cleaned up all those prunes or raisins." I can't remember which it was. Out there. And he said, "I don't believe the kids did that." He says, "I think the mice must have got into them."
Did he know?
Yes, he knew. Because he said there was prune seeds all the way at the barn where we walked to the...
There's mice.
Get our horse. I don't think...
What is that over there on the counter? Maybe you'd buy pork and beans in or something. Would you call that a tin can?
Well, those are canisters.
I see. Can I get you to say that other word, though?
Tin cans?
There we go. Yeah. Do you ever buy things in those now?
Oh, yeah, I buy some things. I don't buy too many because we raise a good garden and I can put in all my
own
stuff.
Yeah, I see. And if you were cleaning up the dishes, what would you use to?
Dish rag.
Okay. And to dry them off, you'd use a?
Tea towel.
Okay. And if you were standing at the sink, you'd turn on the?
Water.
And it would come out of a?
Faucet.
Would you ever call it the faucet anything else?
I don't think I do.
What if it were at the side of the house, would it?
A drain.
You'd call it a drain? Okay. And if you were boiling water, you'd probably use a?
Tea kettle.
Any other types of kettles, or maybe if you're boiling a lot of water, what would you use?
Boiler.
A boiler? Okay, that's just a very large kettle.
No, a boiler, they used to boil their clothes when they washed them. And everybody had a boiler, and you washed them, and then you put them in the boiler and boiled them.
And
then you took them out and washed them again and put them in the water and rinsed them. I've washed many a... That like that too.
Wow.
Scrubboard. Washboard.
That must have been difficult.
Well, it was if the clothes got dirty, which they did in those days. They didn't change them every day like they do now.
What if you were to fry some eggs? What would you use?
Skillet.
Okay. And are there such things, makeshift lamps that they used in the old days?
Candles.
They used candles? What about these other lanterns or things like that? Do you remember any of those? Is that what they used for lighting?
Well, my dad had a couple lanterns that he used to do chores with.
Mm-hmm.
But
And inside the house, did you have electricity?
We had lamps.
Okay, and what did they run on?
Kerosene.
Okay, was there ever another name for kerosene?
Coal oil.
That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. What about, was there ever a time when the kids would sleep on the floor, maybe if it got really hot, they would sleep on